At the just concluded National Agri-Marketing Association board meeting, I am visiting with our outgoing president, Vicki Henriksen. And first of all, Vicki, I just want to congratulate you on a great year of service here to NAMA. I know just from the comments that were made here that a lot of people echo that. So congrats on that. I know the official passing of the gavel has still to happen, but before we get to all that tomorrow, I would like to get a little bit of a review of the board meeting, some information that members might be interested to know. What are some of the highlights that came out in the reports here?
We truly have had a wonderful, wonderful year, and I think the main reason we have had a great year is because we have such great members and such great leadership, both in the board of directors, the exec committee, the committee chairs, and all of our wonderful, wonderful chapter leaders and the folks that have supported us. We would be nothing without our chapters and our members. But we've had some very, very good news this year. Our attendance is the highest it's been in 10 years. We're approaching levels we have not been at since the early 2000s. We're very excited about that. We have our new program on young professional members has brought us 37 new young members we did not have last year, which is wonderful because the future of NAMA is in our young people. We're very happy about that. Attendance at conference this year was the highest it's been in 10 years, and that's just great news. Our Trends Conference has a very exciting program coming up this week, and so we're very anxious for that to start and glad to be pairing up with our friends at NAFB. I think that's a great combination, and we're looking forward to seeing all of our radio friends, too.
Well, you look at some of the other ag meetings that are taking place here this week, like the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance and Seed Trade Association. It's kind of like Ag Communications Week in Kansas City.
Well, it really is. And one of the things that we've proceeded on this year and have really moved along with is our strategic plan. And one of the tenets of our strategic plan is to encourage and to try and further our alliances with the other ag communications groups because we really are all going in the same direction. And the more we can share ideas and thoughts and activities, the stronger we will all be and the stronger our industry will be. So that's great.
So at this point, I know the new board is going to be taking over. The next meeting will be in conjunction with the conference in the spring. So what's Vicki going to be doing now that you have all this free time?
Oh, goodness gracious. You know, I have to say that I was always told that when you got to be president, it was the easiest job of all. I'm not sure that's true, but I have enjoyed every minute of it, and I frankly will be missing the contact with the staff, the contact with the board, and I'm sure I will find something else in NAMA that I'll have to do because I don't think I could live without it.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate your time, effort, and commitment, Vicki. And we are here in Kansas City. The NAMA board has just finished, and we're getting ready for the start of the Trends in Agriculture session. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.